Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book Spirit Babies: How to Communicate with the Child You're Mean to Have by Walter McKeachin is a new age and spiritual self-help book focused on conception, fertility, pregnancy, and parenthood from a metaphysical perspective. Rather than treating childbearing as only a biological process, the book presents it as a relationship that begins before birth, with prospective parents encouraged to understand and communicate with the soul of the child they hope to welcome. McKeachin, a clairvoyant and medium, draws on his workshop experience and spiritual counseling background to offer guidance for people seeking a deeper meaning behind infertility, miscarriage, fear of parenthood, or the emotional preparation for family life. The book belongs to the category of spiritual parenting guides, but its emphasis on spirit babies gives it a distinct place within that genre. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the book frames conception as a spiritual relationship, not only a biological event. A central idea in the book is that a child may be present in spirit before physical conception occurs. McKeachin treats the desire to have a child as the start of an ongoing connection between parents and the soul of the future child. This shifts the focus away from medical mechanics alone and toward readiness, intention, and emotional openness. The book suggests that prospective parents should prepare not just their bodies, but also their inner lives, because fear, grief, or unresolved tension can affect how they experience the path to parenthood. This framework matters because it gives meaning to conception attempts that may feel uncertain or painful. It also explains why the book appeals to readers who want language for hopes and disappointments that standard fertility advice often leaves unaddressed. The result is a perspective that blends spiritual interpretation with emotional preparation, making conception a relational and reflective process. Secondly, clairvoyant communication is presented as a method for understanding the unborn child. McKeachin presents communication with spirit babies as something prospective parents can learn and practice. The book does not treat this as a metaphor alone. It offers a literal spiritual model in which unborn children can convey needs, intentions, or signals. The practical value of that idea is less about proving the paranormal and more about helping readers pay closer attention to intuition, inner imagery, and emotional responses during the fertility journey. For people who feel stuck, this approach can offer a sense of active participation instead of passive waiting. It also gives structure to experiences that might otherwise feel random, such as strong feelings about timing, naming, parenting readiness, or pregnancy fears. Because the method is rooted in McKeachin's identity as a clairvoyant advisor, the book is built around guidance rather than argument. Readers are invited to explore spiritual perception as a tool for reassurance, self-reflection, and connection with the child they hope to have. Thirdly, emotional healing is treated as part of fertility and family creation. The book strongly connects fertility concerns with emotional healing. It addresses fear, anxiety, grief, and disappointment as states that shape the experience of trying to become a parent. In this respect, the book is not only about communication with spirit babies, but also about clearing the emotional burden that can make conception and parenting feel overwhelming. This is especially relevant for readers coping with miscarriage, infertility, or repeated uncertainty. McKeachin's approach suggests that grief is not a side issue, but part of the spiritual work of preparing for a child. That gives the book its therapeutic tone, even though it is not a clinical manual. Readers are encouraged to examine what they carry emotionally, because the process of welcoming a child is portrayed as dependent on inner openness as much as external circumstances. This focus helps explain the book's appeal to those who want comfort, ritual, and spiritual reassurance alongside or instead of conventional fertility advice. Fourthly, the book offers a nurturing ethic for preparing the environment around a child. Another important theme is the idea that parents should create a warm, nurturing environment before the child arrives. McKeachin extends parenting backward into the preconception stage, arguing that the atmosphere a family creates matters even before birth. This includes the emotional tone of the household, the attitudes parents hold toward parenting, and the way they imagine the child's arrival. The book therefore links spiritual communication with practical self-preparation. If a prospective parent becomes calmer, more receptive, and less fearful, that state is seen as beneficial to the child. This is one reason the book resonates with readers who want a more intentional path to family life. Instead of presenting parenthood as something that starts at delivery, it treats parenting as an attitude and a relationship that begin much earlier. The nurturing ethic also helps the book remain accessible because it translates a metaphysical claim into a clear behavioral goal: become a better, more open environment for the child you want to welcome. Lastly, its distinctiveness comes from combining New Age spirituality with practical reassurance. What makes the book stand out in its category is the combination of spiritual language, emotional support, and a relatively accessible tone. Many books on fertility focus on medicine, While many spiritual parenting books stay abstract, this one tries to bridge both emotional need and metaphysical belief. The language in the available descriptions emphasizes reassurance and support, which helps explain why readers facing infertility or loss often respond strongly to it. Its value is not based on scientific proof, but on the framework it gives people for coping with uncertainty and imagining a relationship with a future child. That makes it especially relevant for readers who are open to psychic or spiritual ideas and who want a book that treats their experience seriously rather than dismissing it. At the same time, the book may not suit readers who prefer evidence-based fertility guidance. Its niche is precisely that it offers an alternative interpretive lens for parenting beginnings, one built around intuition, healing, and spirit-centered connection. In conclusion, Spirit Babies is best suited for readers who are open to metaphysical or New Age approaches to conception, pregnancy, and parenting, especially those dealing with infertility, miscarriage, fear of becoming a parent, or a desire for a deeper emotional connection to a future child. Its main benefit is not technical instruction, but a framework for meaning. It gives language to hope, grief, intuition, and readiness in a period that can otherwise feel fragmented or uncertain. For readers who feel that standard fertility books address only the body and not the spirit, this book offers an alternative way to think about family creation. What distinguishes it from similar books is its direct emphasis on communication with the spirit of the unborn child, combined with a reassuring, accessible tone that makes it less of a doctrine and more of a spiritual support text. It stands out in the genre because it does not merely encourage positive thinking. It presents parenthood as a relational process that begins before birth and asks readers to prepare emotionally and spiritually, as well as physically. If you would like to support Walter McEachin, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.